assuming I can consider that final, Dan. Mr. Saunders wants to be paid, so I don't have a certificate of compliance, but I guess I'll get one in the mail.
Yes.
Is that what happened next?
And it'll be final once you get the finding of facts and no one appeals this decision of that.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, Ms. Ivey.
You're welcome. Case number 10,696, Gary and Jill Extract, northeast of Road 275, west of Goldfinch Turn, being Lot 90 within Summercrest Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Come back with something different, though. You know, then we get here, it's a two-part application.
Name and address. This is
Matt Dodder from MR Designs, 26342 Broadkill Road, Milton.
Gary Extract, 18979 Goldfinch Cove, Rehoboth.
You both swear or affirm the testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth,
and nothing but the truth?
Absolutely.
I do.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Or last but not least, I guess. Again, my name is Matt from MR Designs. Back again for this variance. What we've done was we've actually reduced it by 2 feet. Got a little bit more information that we had before. We have signed petition by several people for this. We also have Homeowners Association, which was approved before. I didn't tell you that before. We do have that, and it's signed everything by the Homeowners Association. And I believe there's actually other properties in the same development that have received variances on through lots for the same basic thing.
Before you get too far, Mr. Dodder, I see there was a previous denial by the board, correct?
Correct.
When was that application?
That was
July.
Yeah.
July 12th.
Of this year?
Yes.
That's correct.
All right, Mr. Dodder, where there's a denial by the board and a reapplication, there's a two-part analysis that the board undertakes.
Okay.
Part one requires the applicant to show that there is something substantially different between applications one and two.
Okay.
If there is no substantial difference in the second application, the board does not hear a new application. In other words, you don't get multiple bites out of the apple.
Sure.
So your first task, or your client's first task, however you want to deal with it, is to convince the board that this application is substantially different from the first one, or the one that was denied in July.
As far as showing actual facts or showing a difference in the design?
Any way you want to show it, any way you think you can convince the board that it's substantially different.
We can go through the variances as far as uniqueness.
I'm not talking about the five characteristics necessarily. What the board needs to see is that this application
difference between
isn't
this
the same one you presented once before, because you can't keep coming back, all right?
Correct,
so convince them that it's a different application.
Differences between the two would be, from what I said before, a signed petition. That wasn't done before. The signed petition wasn't done, and we've got copies of that.
Okay.
Homeowners Association approval, that we have, and we've got signed, and is signed off on that.
All right, let me ask you something. Was there opposition to the last hearing in July? In other words, did the Homeowners Association object the first time and then now they've changed their mind?
No.
How about the individuals whose names appear on the signet on the your petitions? Did they oppose the first round?
No.
Okay. I'm not sure how that then makes a difference between applications.
We didn't present any of that stuff to you for the first time.
Well, it's not a function of whether or not you put your best foot forward the first time versus the second time. It's the application itself and how this one differs. Now, if all these people had come before the board and objected the last time, and now you modified it in order to win their approval, then it can be considered. But if that's not anything that was different from the last application, I think you need to focus on the actual design and show the board how that's different this time around.
We have changed the design by 2 feet. Instead of having a 9 foot, 4 1/4 inch, we have 7 foot, 4 1/4 inch. And I believe that was actually put in with the application also. But I have an enlarged format if need to also.
therefore you're asking for less of a variance.
That's correct. 2 feet shy. My client is here, right here. It's okay to introduce him.
However you want to present the case.
I also have pictures about that show the footprint of the deck and how much it's actually going to encroach and what it looks like. That, you know, it's, we have steps coming off the deck, and this is actually the screen room, and the deck would only be about 2 feet off of those steps. There's really no difference between the screen room and the deck and what's there now, but by 2 feet.
On the paperwork we received also, it says that it was a hardship that was created by us, or by the homeowner. It wasn't created by the homeowner.
How's that?
It's the way the builder built the house. He put it right on the setback.
Okay, but the...
And when we bought the house, we did ask the builder's rep if we could build a deck. And we just, you know, a deck and a screen room. And we were told, absolutely, there'd be no problem.
Can you build a deck on the back?
This is on the back.
This is the back that we're dealing with.
Picture on the way down.
It is the back of the house.
That's the problem. It's on a, it's turned slightly askew so that the one corner is actually right on the property line, or on the setback, not the property, but setback line. With a through lot, of course, 30 feet.
We wouldn't have bought the house if we could build a deck.
Susan, whoever wants to answer this, what's the height of the deck out back?
It's more than 30 inches off the floor, off the grade. And the reason for having a deck there is because Mr. Extract actually had, I believe he said,
a back surgery patient. He's doing steps as a pain. And we bought a house with living quarters on one floor so that we could, you know, so I don't have to do steps. And, you know, sure, we could build a patio, but then I'd have to do steps.
You're going to have steps in the deck, though, right?
Pardon?
You are having steps in the deck.
Off the deck.
Oh, yeah.
Off the deck. I don't plan to use it that much.
Yeah.
All right, well, I mean, I've only heard one thing, that it's 2 feet less than before. Can you offer anything else that's to show that the two applications are substantially different before the board gets into this thing?
I think what he's suggesting is 2 feet is not necessarily substantial. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's the question.
What was the previous variance request for?
It was 9 feet. Nine foot, 4 1/4 inches.
Which would be a 12-foot deck, and this is a 10-foot deck. Again, you know, making it smaller, so, you know, 8-foot deck.
As you can tell by the photos, it's not adequate enough for outside use.
Okay, we're not there yet.
Sure.
How is it different from the last application? I've heard 2 feet less. Can you offer anything else besides that? Anything else in addition?
Were you asking for two variances before?
No, just one. We reduced it down. We were going to ask for two, and then we decided to go for just one off the side for the first time around. So it's the only thing that's changed is the 2 feet off of the back. We did bump it in from the rear, from the right side to the left side a little bit by 2 feet.
So
we wouldn't need a side setback.
so we wouldn't have to have a set.
Are you originally asking for the porch to also be 12 feet? Well, then you would have had to have a side yard variance. No?
No, because it was
It was just inside that side setback with 12 feet. Instead of coming off the back of the house 12 feet, we're going 10 feet.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at, in this drawing, I'm looking at the screen porch being 10 feet going right back to the 10-foot building line.
It's It's just about to the side setback line.
Where before it would have extended further into the side of the setback.
It was inches from it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's misconceiving with the scale, the eighth-inch scale.
Gotcha. Okay.
But I agree, it does look like that.
All right. Well, Mr. Chairman, that's the issue then. You have to determine whether or not the 2-foot reduction constitutes a substantially different application.
All righty. Gentlemen, you've heard. Mr. McCabe?
Different,
I can say. Okay.
Mr. Warman? It's a change from what it was.
Mr. Hudson?
It is different.
Mr. Mills?
Well, given how tight it is to the back property line and the setback, I'll give him that it's substantially different.
Okay. Well, then we'll need a motion for the first part, if you feel there's a difference, so that we may move forward and hear the case.
Make a motion to hear case 10,696. Change in the variance requested.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Workman that we hear case number 10,696. The board feels that there was a reduction. The 2-foot reduction is a change in the variance of the first request. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Uh-huh. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. I will proceed with your case.
Gentlemen, thank you. From the beginning, basically a signed petition for we gave you information already on that, and also the homeowners association approvals. As far as other properties in the same development, I believe have actually received variances on similar stuff. There's also a house down the road on Sandy Bray that was actually just recently approved. That was a garage that's actually closer than this one is. And it's actually on an intersection, which is on a corner. For the uniqueness, the dwelling is placed mostly directly so it is on both the front and the back setbacks. So there isn't really much that you can do with this house as far as an outdoor use area that's a screen porch without having to apply for a variance. The back part, as you can tell by the survey, or the basic survey, there isn't really a whole lot you can do, like I said, without having a roughly a 7'6" by 6' screen porch without having to go for a variance, which you pretty much can't even put a chair on there. Even an uncovered deck, we'd still have to apply for a variance because you'd be within the 5 foot that you're allowed to go into the setbacks without a covered area. I'll let you do that one, actually, being a failed back.
Being a failed back, you know, patient, failed back surgery patient, doing steps is a pain, as I said before, and building a deck level with the house would be the best option for me.
I also thought, as you may have also thought, about having a patio down low, and that's when he confronted me about having a screen porch, number one, with a roof. Number two, having the steps and his back. So that's why we went this route. The possibility of development without a variance for the setback, the deck screen room cannot be built. within reason.
A deck with a screen room, is, you know, at a shore house, you know, that's basic use. Everybody has a deck at the shore, you know, and having a screen room with the bugs, as the gentleman said before, you know, mosquitoes are horrible, absolutely horrible. You can't sit outside without it, you know, at night. It's, you know, we have a beautiful view out the back of the sunsets. You know, my wife and I love to sit out there, but we can't have that without a screen room.
The builder created the problem by not allowing enough room to add the deck with a reasonable item to add to the dwelling. And the and as we said before, the builder rep actually said that there was the ability to put a deck back there or a screen porch.
Like I said, I wouldn't have bought the house if I couldn't build a deck. We would have built a house elsewhere or put a house, you know, in another section of the development.
What's the front setback to?
30.
Well, you say the builder created the problem, but...
He put it right on the setbacks.
Well...
And, you know, I asked the builder's rep if we could do it.
Yeah, but it's not like he built it further back from the front setback than required.
No.
Okay.
It's squeezed right in there.
It is. Maybe you should...
You should see some of the other houses in the development, how he did it. There's two houses back to back. There's maybe 20 feet between them. There's no room between the houses.
Okay.
Back on the surrounding. A good portion of the houses do have screen rooms and decks. Mm-hmm. And like we said before, some of them had to get variances. On Mute Swan, Main Street, they have through lots and they had to get variances too.
And the addition will not impinge on the neighbor's ability to add to their structures. The variance will not be determined to the public welfare, and that's what I've said before in the first variance that we tried to get. It was actually, it's not going to be anything as far as the public welfare. Being a fireman, I know we're going to be able to pull fire trucks up to there and not have a problem, especially with it being so far from the road as it is, Plantation Road as it is. The back of the house is 50 feet from the Plantation Road itself. So this structure will be roughly 43 feet,
three quarters inches. The fire hydrant's right behind us.
And the fire hydrant's right behind, correct. And it should not affect any of the adjoining properties.
Both neighbors have, you know, you've given us our blessings also.
Okay.
One neighbor says we'll love it.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
The applicant did submit 12 signatures in favor.
They were the people that were there at the time.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
I have one more question.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize, but on the side to the house that you have so much room.
Yes.
What, as far as just tell the board what is on that side of the house interior
bedrooms.
Wise? Bedrooms.
And a propane tank.
I'm sorry.
And the propane tanks. There.
Okay. And there's no doorway or anything.
Yeah.
We could put a doorway in, but we'd lose all our closets.
That was another option I approached them about, was being able to get, but you'd have to go through a bedroom to get to it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Again, Chair, we'll entertain a motion.
Mm-hmm.
Case be the winner.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion we approve case number 10,696, as I believe it is unique in its physical circumstances. Even though not created by the applicant, but created by the builder, not reasonable to be, the deck not reasonable to be built in accordance with the county ordinance because of the layout of the house. I'd make a motion we approve case number 10,696.
And I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson, and a second by Mr. McCabe, that we approve case number 10,696.
Gentlemen, thank you.
All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.